Yo, part two, how I ran 55k. If you listen to the last one, I've just got to the first aid station. My bottle's burst and I'm now, there's water all over me and I'm bottled down for water. Bearing in mind, this is the hottest day of the year so far and we're only a couple of hours in and I know I've got 10 hours to go. So water, hydration is pretty much at this point the one thing that we all need. Before the day, everyone had been worried about the weather, the wind, the rain, needing waterproofs. And the day that we ran, the day before it was rain, it was wind. The day after it was rain, wind. The day that we ran, it was the hottest day of the year, so I needed water. And I don't know why, I just thought, nothing I can do about that. I tried to tape it up, didn't work, water all over me. I just thought, it is what it is. I'll drink what I can in this aid station. And I was just loving the aid station as well. Just so much energy in there. Everyone's made it through. Energy's high. People are excited. Everyone getting their fuel on board, getting energy. It was just so good in there. I didn't want to leave, so I was just loving it in there. And then Kane, who I was running with, was like, you need to go. Come on, we need to get up. We need to get back out there. Probably had like 15 minutes in there, then went back out. And then because we're at the bottom of the mountain now, so like peaceful, and we're going through different sections, woodland, trail, fields, grass, mud. Then we started to follow a stream that then started to go back up the mountain, and it's a slow, long old slog up there. And it starts to get to the middle of the day now. And at this point, you're starting to notice people struggling. And this is where I started to notice that how mental, and mental in all senses of the word, but mental an ultra is. Because at this point, if you think about it too much, you see the climb ahead and it is never ending. Like, you can't see the end of the climb. It's ridiculous. And when the peak that you see is not the peak. There's about three or four more peaks. So there's no point. If you think like that and look too far ahead, honestly, it is crushing. Or if you have the thought of, wow, I've got 10 hours of this left, that is crushing. Or if you think it's the hottest day of the year and I've got no water, that can be crushing. Or like, my calves are tight. But essentially, if you start thinking too much about the future, you're done. And I started to see others around me think about that. And you could physically see it weighing them down. And, or visually, see it weighing people down. And so, I guess like all the training that I've done on my mind the last few years, the training physically that I've done the last 6 months, going up hills, running, getting miles on the legs, but mentally, the training I've been doing, even things like the ice, where so much about getting in the ice water is about acceptance. If you think too much about it or resist it, it's painful. But if you just accept that it's cold, accept that you're getting in, accept the moment and stay in there, let go of when you're going to get out, let go of how warm you once were. It's essentially a presence / acceptance practice. And then all the other work I've done around mindful running, finding presence on runs, on long runs, on short runs, letting go of the future, let go of the past, being in the now, in the present moment. All of that training I've done, honestly, all came together on this day in Snowdon. And it is the sole reason why I felt so comfortable out there and enjoyed it so much. And to be honest, found it easy. I think physically I found it okay, but mentally I just didn't suffer. Because I chose not to. I chose not to hold on to that water bottle that I wish I'd had. Oh, it's classic past thought I could have. Oh, so annoying. Why isn't my water bottle? This is the first time it's ever happened. Why is it happening now? It should never happen like this. All those thoughts, I could have chosen to hold on to those for the next hour and suffer and suffer and suffer. And instead, I left it mentally in that aid station and moved on and just dealt with, right, I've got one water bottle now, not two. It is what it is. A few hours later, my knee started to hurt. In fact, no, I started to get a headache. Again, I could have really held on to that and focused my mind on that. Instead, I just you know, accepted that it is what it is, tried to drink more water, and just, again, tried to focus on my breathing, focus on my stride, focus on what was around me. And then my knee started to hurt at one point on a downhill. Again, just accepted it. And it sounds so simple saying it now. Just accept it. It sounds simple, but it's hard to, because the easier thing to do is to focus on the thing that you wish you had, or to focus on the future, especially when that's a habit, when that's a state that you're used to. But I think when you practice letting go, practice being free, practice acceptance, practice being present, that's what leads to performance on these days. And I think, honestly, when I look around me as well, in the club or out on the mountain, other people running, I think physically, you know, people are ready, people are there, but it's mentally. They're either attached to the future, attached to a future outcome, or attached to a past previous state, and they're finding it difficult to accept their current state. And as a result, honestly, I felt like I just flowed all day. We were like 8, 9, 10 hours in, and I honestly felt, I'm not just saying this because it sounds good, I'm saying it because I'm processing it still. It felt like I'd been out there for 2 hours. And towards the very, very end, I started to feel, like the last half an hour, I started to feel a little bit tired. But it was the first time I kind of noticed really how long we'd been out for. Because before that, it was just, I was flowing. Like, I feel like nature and the environment was just flowing me forward, pulling me forward. And yeah, just comes back to that state. So I think it's, I don't know what more I have to say, really. I could go into detail on loads of different sections and how beautiful it was, how stunning it was. I definitely want to do more runs like this, mainly because to experience that and to experience being out for 12 hours, I'm so interested to see what it's like to be out for longer, to be out for 24 hours, because I guarantee those past and future thoughts will become even stronger. And it'll be an even more of a test of how able am I to accept the current situation? How able am I to let go of past and future? And the other thing I'm sort of taking for granted here is, like, physically I felt good. So it's even harder when physically you don't feel as good to accept. Like, if I had not felt so physically good, accepting that is hard, because you don't really, really don't want to feel like that. Whether it's an injury, whether it's illness, whether it's fatigue, and you know, there's another level to that that you really have to work out to accept that and either pull out, slow down, stop, whatever it is. And that is even more challenging. But if it's true, if that's where your body's at the day, that's where your body's at. And actually the judgment and the heaviness and the suffering comes from wishing that wasn't the case, wishing that was different, thinking about how fit you were just a week ago, or you know, how you expected this event to be so, so different. All of those thoughts is the true suffering. The actual discomfort that you feel from the injury isn't that bad. So what a journey. What a journey. And on this podcast, I've talked about the low that I've experienced on other runs, big events that I've built up to. This one, I felt no low at all. Again, I'm not saying this to like show off. I'm saying it because I'm surprised. I can't believe how good I feel. And I think I'm saying it because I want others. It's like the proof of the practices I've been doing, the ice, the mindful running, that it's all led me to being able to perform at that level. And I want others to experience it. It's not just about running to feel good. It's not just about feeling lighter and feeling, it leads to your ultimate performance. And I just want more and more people to experience life in this way. So definitely more ultras to come, definitely more trail. Excited for my next event. So the next event I'm doing is going to be 90 miles over 3 days, the Two Saints Way, Staffordshire's first ultra. I'm doing it, my own event essentially for myself, but I think there's going to be quite a few of us doing it. And then, so that'll be another ultra, essentially, multi-day event, 3 back-to-back 30-milers. And then I'm excited to get back on the track. I'm going to do parkrun tomorrow and just go fast just to get some short distance back again. Yeah, marathon training, do a marathon, get back into that mode, but then have the ultra trail stuff on the side. So, yeah, thanks for listening this far. I hope it's been useful in some way, and we'll check in again soon for the next one. Thanks, team. Speak soon. Bye.